It's been almost 20 years since the collapse of the Soviet Union. A new documentary called My Perestroika presents a portrait of Russians who entered adulthood right around the time of those sweeping political changes. The World's Alex Galifant has more.
My Perestroika is a portrait of five people, all of them middle-class Muscovites, now in their early 40s. I can't say I wanted to be like everyone else, says one of the characters in the film. I simply was like everyone else. Robin Hessman is My Perestroika's director, an American who spent the better part of a decade living in Russia from 1991 onwards.
You know, when they were little, nobody had any suspicion that the Soviet Union wouldn't be around forever. And then they were teenagers and coming of age just when Gorbachev came, when all of a sudden there's perestroika, glasnost, and a lot of the assumptions and the foundation of the country were shaken up, if not turned upside down, in such a short time.
Hessman spent years building trust with her five subjects, all of them former classmates.
I wasn't an outsider putting a microphone in their face and saying, so, tell me about that crazy perestroika y'all went through.
My Perestroika doesn't draw big conclusions. There's no narrator, no talking heads. The people on film are optimistic about some things, disillusioned about others. But they all still live in Moscow. Not that everyone does. Many others of that generation chose to leave the Soviet Union, including Eugene Berger. He's not in the film. He lives in Israel now. But Berger also remembers his set of Soviet classmates.
It was Anton and Andrei and Maxim and Dmitry.
Berger played the violin as a kid in Leningrad, and then, as the system started to crack, the electric guitar. He formed a band with his friends, and they made good use of an official after-school music club, the kind of place where you had to sing songs pledging loyalty to the Soviet state.
Lenin, blah, 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 we are so happy, and all these kind of things. But there was a place and an instrument, so we have time to do our song. Like, now we can talk.
They even managed to record a few songs. Berger left Russia in 1992. He makes regular trips back there, and he thinks he sees more of a change in the country than the friends who stayed behind. But everyone's experience of change varies, because people vary. That idea permeates My Perestroika. The classmates in Robin Hessman's film became, variously, a successful businessman, an embittered musician, and a saleswoman for a company that rents billiard tables. The couple at the center of the film, Borya and Luba, they became history teachers at Moscow School No. 57.
There was this one moment as the years went on when all of a sudden they realized that the things that were ubiquitous when they were kids and they assumed all their students knew about, like the Komsomol, the Communist Youth Organization that everybody was in, when all of a sudden their students no longer knew what those things were.
The years leading up to 1991 are now kind of ancient history. Robin Hessman has been thinking about her own experience of Russian history, too. In 91, she was in Leningrad, an American teenager surrounded by tens of thousands of people demanding change. She remembers the emotion, the optimism, and the confidence that now the system had gone, everything would work out fine. And she can't help but think of recent uprisings in Cairo and elsewhere.
I look at all of the events now and these revolutions happening with, you know, excitement and perhaps a little more trepidation, kind of almost wanting to warn the people that it might not be as easy as you think. And that doesn't mean that there won't be very important changes for the better, but restructuring of society doesn't always work the way that you plan.
For the World, I'm Alex Galifant. Скорый поезд набирает ход. А зачем же этот день кончается? Пусть бы он тянулся целый год. Скатертью, скатертью, дали пустили.
This is PRI, Public Radio International.